Hello, Joe speaking.
Oh, hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Slash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
I'm fine. So, anyway, I guess there's been a little confusion. Tina, I'll just go right to the chase. I've given you guys a chunk of change, and certain things didn't happen, and you guys made it right by extending things and giving me credit towards things that didn't work out. But, you know, to date, I have not gotten one lead from you guys. Nothing. Zero. I don't understand exactly what you guys have been doing for me, but I thought that I would at least see some improvement. I have other people that understand how the internet works, and basically companies like yourself telling me that I should be on this, that, and the other thing when it comes to how I'm ranking at all the popular websites that are out there that just help network everything together, like Facebook, and of course I have Google, but like Google doesn't even have me checked off, because, for example, my address wasn't put in. Now, I thought that's the responsibility of you guys. So, for example, I'm just not ranking where I should be. And at this point in the stage of the game, I thought that's what you guys were doing. But I'm not even set up right with some of the main people. Like, I know that you guys took care of Facebook, but Google's the main one as far as their ranking register, for lack of a better way to put it.
Uh-huh.
There's I don't know exactly the name of that that software or how it's used, or if you guys have it. I don't. I suppose there's a website that you can go to, and it just kind of gives you a profile of how you're ranking with all the major key hit players out there. And
uh-huh.
I'm not ranking very well at all. And in fact, I thought that you guys were supposed to take care of that. I know I said that. So I'm repeating myself a little bit, but I just, and then the other thing with the eight, like, for example, you were going to start up a Google campaign ad.
Right.
And I don't know the last word, because
Google
it's
guaranteed.
Always Google. Yeah, you did the Google guaranteed ad, and you gave me money back on that. You switched that for another Google ad program. What's the name of that one?
The Google pay-per-click ads.
Paper.
They're called AdWords. And, yep, AdWords.
Yeah, and it's just hard to keep track of all this stuff. But that's not working out for some reason. There's nobody clicking or calling or anything like that. And I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to manage that. You guys manage that. Why isn't that working? Stuff like that.
So here's what I'm thinking, Joe. You're getting calls from these other companies. Some of them, quite honestly, are scam companies that will tell you, oh, you're not ranking on Google, just to scare you, so that you think you
I'm
need
totally
their service, right? So I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing me that in the time that you've been working with us, you've had 1,419 views to the images we have on the Google business page, and 75 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Now, that's just in the local map optimization of Google. So that's the portion where you're found on the first page next to the maps. Now, granted, your address is hidden because we were told initially that you're a home-based business, and a lot of home-based businesses don't want the address published because they don't want a disgruntled client coming to their house at 2 in the morning, right? But if you want us to publish it, we can publish the address. It's just a preference, okay? So
does that help you rank better? Why?
It doesn't.
There seems to be a certain...
It doesn't help you rank better. If you notice, if you put in, for example, you know, general contractor for Encinitas, you'll see some of them have the bubbles that have the address displayed, and other ones are still on the first page, and they just have a dot. That's how yours is listed, because the address is hidden. So you won't get better results by unblocking the address. It's just that people would be able to see your address, which is more applicable if you were a brick-and-mortar location and you had clients coming to you, right? You'd want them to click on driving directions and be able to find you, right?
Right.
So
the information you gave me is, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I don't know how to process that information because I don't have a baseline to process it, quite honestly. And I don't know how much of that is organic or not organic.
That's the map optimization. So nobody gets on the first page in the maps organically. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. Google changes their algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes into your dashboard, and they update your information and they refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. Now, right, the second component of the program, which is the Google paid ads, in that section, you've been found 10,214 times, and you've had 627 Google actions. So I'm thinking you've gotten a lot of business out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people
when they call you? Nobody's calling me. I'm not getting
okay.
a single call.
So the last impressions that I'm showing on your dashboard are on March 18th, and then on March 20th, when your payment was scheduled, if it went through, you would have gotten another batch of $400 worth of Google paid ads. That bucket of paid ads didn't start rolling because we're having trouble with the $129 portion of the payment. So your package is two different sections on Google. So you have the 129, which is for the local map optimization, which is where you have that pin mark on the map, even though the address is hidden. And the second part are the Google paid ads. So the good news is you have a $400 credit on here for this payment and for next payment. Or no, wait, I think, I'm sorry, $400 on this one, and then the next payment has a $52 payment for the ads. And that's because they reallocated that money that you spent on the Google guaranteed towards the paid ads. So once you pay the $129, not only do you get better placement on the local maps, because all of the algorithm updates that have been on halt from March 20th till now get all caught up on. And so that starts helping your rankings. But then in the paid ads, you get an extra $400. So do you know how they work, or do you want me to explain it to you real quick? Because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, go ahead and explain it to me, because I'm not sure how it works.
So once that payment goes through, we send that $400 over to Google. We'll set a daily budget for you at somewhere around $12 a day. And that's a good thing. That the intention there is to try to make that $400 stretch throughout the whole month, so that you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? That's never going to happen because we put a cap on it. So what will happen is each morning your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $12 a day max budget, after 12 people click on you, you'll rotate off and somebody else will rotate on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from getting, you know, a $1,000 bill. But in the meantime, your listing on the first page below the ads, that's unlimited. So you stay there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So right now you have the best of both worlds. You have the ads, which are paid ads that we send that money to Google, but you also have the local map optimization, which is the highest revenue generating section online.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that if we get this payment going, that all this stuff that was set up is actually going to materialize.
Exactly. And it did last month, too. I mean, there's quite a bunch of impressions on here, and it shows
everything.
Is
my phone number correct? Because let me look. I have not gotten one call. I have my phone with me all the time. I anticipate
question.
Calls.
I called you earlier and I left messages, but there was a message I think that you emailed in to call a different number, but I called both of them just in case. So the one that we have on
have just one number. That's the thing.
Right. No, no,
this
you do.
Just be one
you
number.
Have this number, 760-519-0729. That's on your Google listing. That's on your website. That's on everything.
And that's the one you called.
Yeah, but earlier when they sent you over to me from customer service, it says, let's see here. This was a message sent over from someone in customer support named Chris. He said, I think this might have been an email that he forwarded. Can somebody please call me about this matter, 760-519-0727? So I don't know if that was just a typo on your behalf. But
that must have been – that's a typo.
That's a typo. Okay, good. So that number
– I just – thank God that that was just in the email. It's not resonating through the advertisement.
Exactly. That's the only reason I called that 0727 number is because it was going in the email.
I got you. Okay, well, that has nothing to do with anything. That's a typo.
But let me look at my notes because I think one of the numbers I left a message on and the other one had a mailbox that's full. So let me just see. Because if this one is the mailbox that's full, just go in and clean it out every now and then. Because I know
when
my mailbox is full, I don't know that it's full unless someone tells me. You know what I mean?
And that's my case.
Yeah. So, yep, that's exactly what it is. It's saying that I called and I left message on the other line, and on this one, the mailbox was full. So, yeah.
I got you. Okay. Is there any way that I can communicate with you directly in the future?
Of course.
Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would really help me out. A lot of this, because I've been on hold for a ridiculous amount of time. Do you remember that situation whereby Google lost data on your customers and people were on hold for hours, or actually, like, you could be on hold for 3 hours and nobody would pick up? This went back a few months. Not a few, but maybe 3 or 4 months. Do you remember that incident?
I do remember that, there's been several times with that happening, and then there's also times where you'll call and you'll be on hold, and after a certain duration, they'll say, oh, if you want a call back, schedule it, and it's for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But nobody wants that. They want to talk to someone now when they call it, you know?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. So what I'll do is you have my direct line now because I sent it to you. It's extension 777. I always answer my phone calls live. So the only time I don't... My name is Tina.
Okay.
I can send it to you again just so you have it.
All right.
So only time I won't answer the call live is if I happen to be on another phone call or in a meeting. But at least I see that you called, I'll call you right back. And I want to preface this by letting you know, Joe, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So there might be an occurrence where
need you for stuff like what we're talking about.
Like a point of contact. Yeah, exactly. If I can't help you, no problem. I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
I just need to talk to somebody that can, you know, take action. And I know that what I'm trying to get done at that moment is being addressed and at least stored or recorded so it can be addressed down the road, rather than being on hold for an incessant amount of time to pretty much do the same thing. Because a lot of times people have to get back with me because they need information or credentials, whatever the case may be. So I just need a contact person that I know that things are being at least initialized in that sense.
So did you get the fresh text I just sent you? It says, hi, this is Tina, localsplash.com, and it has my extension.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, so now moving forward, just call me every time, and if I have to send you to a different person, that's great, but at least you don't have to, you know, wait on hold or anything like that. And then let's see here.
So I owe you $129 is what you're saying.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And
can I pay you right now?
Yep, I have your billing in front of me, and I was going to ask you, is it still the same billing address on Elrich Avenue?
Yes, it is, but the credit card, I believe, isn't working because of fraud.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, I can update it for you. And a matter of fact, I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4411. 0371-4056-7501. Expiration date 0527.
Mm-hmm.
And the CVC 669.
Okay. And then have you been on your dashboard at all to see the results that you're getting?
I haven't.
If not, I can show
because
you
I just
quick.
Don't even know if that what that means really, you know? It's hard for me to imagine that many people are going there and I'm not getting a single phone call. And I have my phone, so if it rings, I pick it up. Even if,
mm-hmm.
I realize that the voice is full for the most part. So you could say, well, Joe, you have a little bit of egg on your face because I just tried to get a hold of you and you didn't pick up your phone. And that I would
mm-hmm.
have to say to that, I kind of go through my phone calls, and if I see any local calls, I definitely
mm-hmm.
return. You know, that's how I called you is because I heard the phone ring. I couldn't get to it, but I went back and made the phone call. Or
yeah.
just returned on
and
that,
it's always
that
smart
number.
To
so
do
I do
what
that.
You
but
when you text or something like, hey, you can call me now, that's always smart because we get those notifications, you know? So that's
exactly.
good.
Exactly. So
yeah,
I am in contact, but the bottom line is yeah, I could look at that data, and on the surface it sounds wonderful, but, you know, in reality, the way from my perspective, it's just not effective. Not effective, not in the sense that you guys have anything to do with what a human being's going to do on a computer or on a website. If they, you have no control over that. But you would think just by the laws of averages, based on what we're trying to do and advertise, and we're getting those clicks, that somebody would call just for kicks and grins because they have a ridiculous question to ask me, which happens a lot. And I don't mind asking
yeah.
questions, but I'm not even getting anybody, no response, zero, not one phone call. I swear I will go to my mother's grave with that.
I believe you. No, I wouldn't want you to, you know, have to swear on your mother's grave or anything. I totally
I know,
believe you.
But
so
I'm
there's
just
two things that I'm going
to
do here on this end. Number one, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. That way, if there's any updates that will improve performance, they can complete those for you behind the scenes. Secondly,
I really
I'm going to have
that.
Them.
Tina,
yeah,
if
I'm going
to. Anything you
yep.
can do is I just need you to go through the gears with your
mm-hmm.
people and the motions to make sure that things, all the buttons and boxes are checked and blah, blah, blah. Everything is running and optimized as best as it can for the money that you're getting or for the
right.
service that you're providing. Because currently, again, and I don't want to be melodramatic here, it's just not one phone call
mm-hmm.
from you guys. And because I asked.
So there's one other thing I want you to work on now. On your end, plan of action is, you know, clean out the mailbox because you didn't know it was full. But secondly,
yes,
is
definitely.
You have a 5-star rating on Google, but you don't have a fresh review since December. Sometimes
yeah.
that will affect
can I,
conversion.
Can I talk to you about that a little bit? Okay.
Yes,
so apparently there's software and there's some people text. They don't really go, if you're going to send or ask a request, first of all, the people that I deal with are extremely busy. Scientists, doctors, lawyers, attorneys. I have a hard time getting a hold of them when they've just handed me a $30,000 check because they
right.
want their kitchen remodeled.
Right.
So if I call that person 6 months later and say, hey, Bob, you know, I really did a good job. It was all sunshine and lollipops. Can you please give me a review on Google? He's just going to roll his frickin' his eyes. So that brings me to this point. They have these applications or other companies like yourself. They provide a service whereby there's just an app and a link. You text somebody, hey, this is my Google account. Go to it. Most people have a Google account. You hope. You text them. Then they automatically can just link over. It's spontaneous. They don't have to go and generate, you know, or search online, or you need a link. You need direct communication. You know what I'm talking about. And then
yep.
they can just give you a referral very clean and easy. Only if they have a Google account, though. If they don't have a Google account, then they have to open an account. But we are going under the premise that most people have Google accounts.
Right.
Can you help with something like that?
Yeah, I just sent you an email that will help you with that, and that email also will trigger a text, and it's going to do exactly what you suggested. It's going to
And there's
be,
no way you can send me a text, so I don't have to, because no, then I guess I got to.
It's going to come in a text, too. When I trigger the email, you'll
okay.
get a text, too, and it will
All
say,
right.
click here to leave a Google review. So you can forward that text to some of your past and present clients. And they can go
that.
On there and they can click. And the reason that it works, especially for someone that has high-end clients like yours that are doctors and lawyers and they're very busy people, is, and I know I'm guilty of this too. I'm in internet marketing and I know how important a review is. And sometimes I'm very happy with a business and I tell them, look, I'm going to go home and write a good review about you. But once I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck
uh-huh.
on the burner, right? So
yeah.
the reason this tool works so well is you can forward it to any of your past and present clients via text message or via email. And because it's in that link form that's already hyperlinked to your Google business page, most people
mm-hmm.
will do it because all they have to do is click
right.
on it and then it pops up, right? And like
gotcha.
You say, and the premise is that they have a Google account that, you know, that's a no-brainer. But I love the tool so much because you're in control of it. Because you know how in business somewhere along the line there's going to be that one guy that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for it. No matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't
yeah,
send this link
that.
To them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Only send it to the ones that you're pretty confident will give you a nice fresh rating. And rather than getting three in a row like you did in December, it's good to space them out. Sometimes people
yeah.
think that's suspicious if there's someone that got a bunch of reviews overnight and then all of a sudden nothing for 3 months, you know? So it's
yeah.
better to send, you know, a couple of those texts out here and there where you get a couple of reviews back here and there. That makes you more relevant and more credible than doing it all at once, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's great news. I'm glad. I feel like we're kind of making a little bit of headway. What's mostly important
are.
Is that you need to look behind the curtain over at your
mm-hmm.
place and make
will.
Sure everything's hooked up right.
I'm going to stay on
I
top
have.
Of it right now,
because,
Joe. I'm going to be texting, you know, the powers that be and make sure that they do that performance check. What I want
please.
You to do when you have a second, you don't have to drop everything and do it now, but try to go on your dashboard and at least look at the Google Ads tracking, because it's showing
okay.
me the keywords that you're coming up for, you know, 3,779 for kitchen remodeling, 2,621 remodeling services, 1,654 roofing services. So you can go through that list and make sure that those are keywords that you still are feeling would be beneficial. And then
right.
it's also showing
ah,
that you're
okay.
being found.
I got what you're saying.
In San Diego, Del Mar, Encinitas,
yeah.
Chula Vista, there's 39 different areas.
Yeah.
No
and
Chula
see,
Vista?
If, yeah, when it comes to, and I already talked to somebody about this, the pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm. The pay-per-click.
Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I want to make sure that my zip codes are within a certain demographic. And I hope it's not Chula Vista, because I actually know that I've been through this already. It should be narrowed down to about 5 zip codes, which are Del Mar, Encinitas, Liebenheim, Carlsbad, and Solana Beach. That's it. Can you look at those? And
Well, I just read you the all-time results. I didn't filter them out 30 days, but that's the beauty of the zip code. You can filter and say, hey, I can see originally I was being found in Chula Vista, but then I asked them to mm-hmm. take that off, and you can filter it. But what I want to do, since I'm going to be working with that department to do a performance check, is I want
mm-hmm.
to send them these 5 different areas that indefinitely you know that way we make sure. So Carlsbad, Encinitas, did you say Solana Beach?
Solana Beach.
Okay, and then what else?
It would be Carlsbad, Encinitas. Oh, Liebenheim?
Spell that.
Oh God. O-L-I-V-E-N-I-H-I-N-E. Olivenhain. It's
Oh, Hein. Olivenhain. Oh yeah, it sounds German. Okay. It's funny. My daughter lives in Oceanside and I've never heard of Olivenhain. I'm going to check it out next time I'm down there.
Yeah, well, it's actually a small kind of bedroom community right next to Rancho Santa Fe, which incidentally should be on there as well.
Okay, Rancho Santa Fe.
Which, as you know, is one of the most expensive, you know, areas pretty much in Southern California, along with like Beverly Hills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
that's what's
so
good about
Rancho
you doing
Santa
these
Fe,
ads is you can target. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
why not
so,
run the ads in the Beverly Hills type areas? That's smart. That's very smart.
Yeah. And it's close by. See, I live in Encinitas.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
A new community going to the east over. And so then, so it should be Encinitas, like I said, Rancho Santa Fe, Olivenhain, Solana Beach, Del Mar, Cardiff by the Sea should be on there as well, because they're kind of all, I think, shared. There's a lot of, these are small little, you know, little cities, little beach towns and stuff like that. They should all kind of overlap.
Uh-huh.
But, so anyways, and then going to the north, it would just be Carlsbad. So I just want to make sure that there's not anything like, Vista shouldn't be on there. Escondido should not be on the pay-per-click. San Diego, you know, just the city of San Diego, definitely not. That's way the flip south for me. Takes me 3 hours to get down there with traffic. So that's 6 hours out of my day just driving. So.
Yeah, you want the little beachy communities that are close to you. That makes sense. So, okay.
No Vista, no Chula Vista,
no San Diego. I'm going to send them to make these revisions. Please run ads only in Carlsbad, Encinitas, Solana Beach, Olivenhain, Rancho Santa Fe, Del Mar, Cardiff by the Sea, and take off all other areas, including Vista, Chula Vista, San Diego. So
exactly.
They'll go through the list, and if there's anything that's not on that original five or six that you gave me, I'll make sure that they modify that for you, okay?
Perfect. I feel
now,
like we're really, this conversation actually paid off.
It did. I'm happy we connected and we talked now, so you're a day ahead of everything is rather than doing it tomorrow at 8. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's one less thing you have to worry about.
Yeah. Exactly. You're so absolutely right about that.
So question. I don't mean to throw you off track or talk over you, but before I forget, I want to ask you. I know you're going to go onto your dashboard and look at these results when you have a moment, but it's showing that the password is blank, which means that at some point you reset it. So if you think you know what it is, no problem. I can send you the login again with a blank password.
Can you send me the login again?
If you're thinking you don't know what the password is, I can reset it.
I know for sure it's either in my computer and I hit it or it's not, which I prefer just resetting it. Probably.
Okay, that's why I was asking. I wanted to reset it, but I didn't want to unless you told me. So I'm resetting the password now. And then once I get the new one, I'm going to send you another email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. That way you'll have a fresh email and a fresh password so that you can access it, okay?
Perfect. Wonderful. Yep. Tina, you're a lifesaver. Thanks for everything. I'm glad we have things straightened out. I hope going forward I can get some phone calls and we can keep the ball rolling and maybe throw more money at all this with your company. But man, I'm sorry. I'm kind of going down with the ship here a little bit. I got to be honest with you. I need work. I've lost some rather large contracts because of the economy.
Yeah.
And people are calling me up looking for work, subcontractors.
Wow. Oh, my
God. So that's a little scary. So I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of shaking in my boots a little bit. And I need revenue and I need phone calls. I really do.
Okay.
So help me out so that we can help one another out.
Okay. Yeah, I know that modifying these areas on the ads is going to be the kind of the icing on the cake for you. And I already sent that revision over because – you're having a $12 a day budget, right? And if they're running as far as San Diego, which you don't want anyway, that budget
I told them
can,
that many yeah, times. And see, that's
that can
the
get
thing.
Eaten
it's
up
like,
very quickly, you know? So, but I think it's just because I'm looking at the all-time results rather than filtering it. But I think
okay.
that if you condense it, because let's say that I'm in Los Angeles and I want Beverly Hills and Brentwood and Hollywood because
yeah.
I know they're high-end areas, and I say, oh, I want a 30-mile radius, that's going to
yeah.
eat up my budget if I have a 30-mile radius, because now I'm going to be getting clicks from Inglewood and Carson and all these areas that I don't want. So what
exactly.
you're doing is a lot smarter. You know, pick those five or six areas that you want, just run the ads there. That way your budget will stretch out and it'll get you more yeah. out of where you're targeting. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It just
yeah.
makes perfect sense. So please make sure that's in place.
I already sent that over, so we're going to get some working on some performance for you and putting some posts up there, and then you can use that review generator text as needed, and if you have any questions, you know where to find me, okay?
Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
I enjoyed talking to you also, Joe. Have a great evening.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.